Hey, it's Tracy here. In this episode, we're all about measurement and communication of your mission. And I reckon what you'll love about this is how we share three simple things that you need to consider, which will make it easier for you to get the momentum going and achieve those big impact goals. Enjoy.
Hey, and welcome back to the Innovate for Impact podcast. It's Dan Bentley. It's Tracy Newman. And before we get into today's episode, we'd like to do an acknowledgement of country. So I'm in Melbourne, so I'm on the lands of the Bunurong people of the Kulin Nations, and I'd like to pay my respects to the elders past, present, and emerging.
And I record here in Adelaide, so I would like to acknowledge the Kaurna as the traditional custodians of the Adelaide Plains region and pay my respects to elders past, present, and emerging as well.
Today, what we're going to talk to you all about is the importance of measuring and communicating your progress towards achieving your organization's mission. If you're a regular listener of this podcast, you know that we talk a lot about mission. But if you've just joined us, I might just give you a quick understanding of what we are talking about. So that mission is that big ambitious goal that you have as an organization that you want to achieve in the next 10 years or whatever that time frame might be. And this mission is something that you need to focus your people on because it's your reason for innovating. People don't change things just because you tell them to be more innovative. They need a reason and they need to be pointed in a direction, and your mission is this thing. So when we talk about mission focus, if you think about it this way, if you're setting this big goal for people, it's so critical for you to be able to give them progress towards achieving that along the way. And that's what we're going to talk about today, is what that looks like, why it's important, and then we're going to tell you a few different things that you can do in your organization to really bring that to life and help people to understand how you are progressing.
Yeah, I think there's that, and I apologize, I don't know who said it, but it's that whole what gets measured gets done. So we've got this amazing, ambitious goal. We want to get it done. So it makes sense to have some really strong measurement framework that helps us to know how we're going along the way.
Yeah, and setting these missions and these ambitious goals for your organization, you've got to do them right for them to be effective. It's not as easy as just putting something out there and expecting your people to go, oh, I'm on board, let's go. And one of the important things that you have about it is that it actually needs to seem realistic enough that if you were to reach your full potential as an organization, that you could achieve it. But it also needs to be unrealistic if you were to keep doing what you're doing today. That's kind of the sweet spot there. So in setting a goal like that, if there's an element that is a little bit ambitious, it's super important for us to help people to understand how we're actually tracking, because we need to keep them engaged. And so that regular measurement and communication of that measurement is really critical, because what that actually enables people to do is to come on that journey with you. And if you think about this too, you've set a goal that might be, you know, so if you want to achieve something really big, it's a long time frame usually to get there. So let's say we are talking about a 10-year goal. It's a long time between drinks from when you've set that goal and 10 years. So we've got to make sure that we are providing updates along the way to keep our people focused, to keep our people engaged, and to just sort of let people know how we're going. Because if we're doing really well, that's great. Let's talk about that. But if we're also not close to getting there, we may need to tweak our approach. And it's better to find that out along the way than it is to get there in 10 years' time.
Absolutely. And you know what? Like, actually, as human beings, we love to be able to mark things off as complete. So the smaller you can break down these measurements so that people can go, oh, okay, well, we've done this, we've done this, we've done this. It really does begin to build that sense of momentum, but it's more fun too, right?
Oh, 100%. And it's something to celebrate. And it's something to get behind and to build momentum. People love success. People love being a part of success. And when we set an ambitious goal, and it's the sort of thing that's going to get the people who joined your organization because they're aligned with this sort of a vision, and they have these values and they want to sort of see them being brought to life, when these people see this starting to be achieved and they're a part and they're seeing that success, that just drives so much enthusiasm and effort towards doing more of it. Because, you know, they're feeling like they're part of something bigger, which is, you know, as we all know, there's a lot of research out there around how purpose works. It's a huge determining factor of employee satisfaction and satisfaction from people's work.
That's right. And taking that time out to celebrate all of those small wins. I mean, we all know that sometimes the work that we're doing can be a bit tough, and sometimes it can feel like it's continual. And if we don't look for those really good opportunities to measure those small markers and to celebrate those small wins along the way, it can become a little bit demoralizing. And even though, you know, we're really purpose-led and we're excited about what we're out to achieve, because the time frame's so long, it can be really hard to sustain that. So this is a way of, you know, really creating a system which is self-sustaining, because you've got this measurement, you've got these ways that people can assess themselves as well. Like, how are we going? You know, I can go in, I can have a look, I can get excited. We're all looking for those little indicators along the way that will help us to know that we're on the right track and that we're making some good progress.
Yeah. And if you are listening to this going, well, we actually are pretty good at this today. We measure a lot of stuff really well, and there's heaps of organizations that are able to do that and they do a great job. I think the other part that's really important about this is not just about the measurement, it's about that communication. And the analogy that we love to use is that it's almost like when you'd go past your local netball football club and they're doing a fundraiser and they have that thermometer out the front that they color in as they get closer to their goal. It's a really clever way to help people understand how they are tracking to achieve that $250,000 or $500,000 goal or whatever it is that they're going for. Now, obviously, we're not talking necessarily about fundraising here, but I hope you can sort of see the parallel with the analogy that if we are looking to achieve a goal, an impact goal, showing some sort of a visualization like that, it creates conversation. Being able to tell that story throughout the organization around, hey, we're getting there. We just need to get to this next horizon. Help us. What else could we do? It builds that momentum. And yeah, the thermometer sort of visualization, if you could do that for those things that you already measure and you could show people how close or how far away we are, that sort of stuff really helps.
Absolutely. That's a great way of, you know, when you create a visual like that, that everybody can see, you know, you're actually engaging the community every time they drive past it. Every time anybody sees that, they have the opportunity to have an insight in terms of how you're going. And that's what you want to create within your workplace. You want to make a community around achieving this goal. You want everybody to feel like they're all taking part together, they're all part of something, and that there is progress that's being made. So that, you know, ways of creating symbols and making it really accessible is what you're looking for.
Absolutely. So Trace, what are a few of the ways that people can create this type of, first of all, measurement and then get it out there?
Look, you're not going to be surprised when you hear the first one coming from me. So first of all, I'm going to say you want to co-design your measurement framework. You don't want to say, hey, this is what's really important. This is how, you know, we're going to know that we're going to get there. You actually want to have that be participatory. You want to make sure that people are included and that you're understanding, well, what would that really look like when we get there? You know, so that you are looking for the right things and that you've got those included perspectives around what that measurement needs to look like in terms of what needs to be included, but also some of the, you know, how are you going to collect it? How do people want to supply information? What's going to work for people?
Yeah. So when we say co-designing, we're specifically talking about with the communities that you support and those people with lived experience. We bring them into this process when you are setting these goals to try and understand, like Tracy said, what would be a way that we could get you to participate in this? If we are having to collect data, what ideas do you have of how we could get that information from you that would work for you? If you do that up front, you've got much more chance of getting that data when you need it. If you come up with it and you've got to get people to jump through, you know, 50 questions on a survey that you're going to send out, you might be wondering later down the track why it's really hard to get the data that you need. So doing that up front, co-designing it with them, gives you some great ways and some insight into how you can make this really easy for people to participate, so it's easy for you to get what you need.
That's right. Yep. And I think the other thing, when you are creating this measurement framework, you want to make sure that you've got that really good combination of both the lead and the lag indicators. You know, there will be things that you'll notice quite quickly, and then there will be other things that will need to develop over time. But you want to make sure that you're, you know, observing the things that happen quite quickly and not just sort of saying, well, what we're really interested in is the outcomes that we're generating, not necessarily the activity, but it's those lead indicators and some of the activity that actually creates those outcomes. So the first thing you want to know is, are we doing the things that we need to do? Are we getting those indicators immediately that we're on the right track? But also, are we actually focused on the longer term outcomes as well? So, you know, we don't just want to be measuring, you know, I've done this many widgets, if those widgets don't actually lead to a positive outcome for a real person at the end of all of that widget collection.
Yeah. And I mean, these goals as well, they're often trying to change things in a system, right? And they're big and they're hard. I mean, they take a long time usually to influence. So if you're only looking at those lag indicators, those things that are going to like the actual outcomes, you're going to be waiting a while before you see anything change. Where early days, you're really going to need to be focusing on those lead indicators more so, because you're not going to have done anything. Even if you're killing it, you're doing a great job, you might not actually see that much of a shift yet, because there's a lot of things to sort of happen to realize those. And sometimes just that reporting takes time to even see any of those flow on effects. So super important for the whole time to have both, but especially at the start, you want to have really good lead indicators. So like Tracy said, you can actually say, hey, we're on track. We're doing the things that we need to do now that is going to get us there. And then eventually you can start saying, hey, you know how we've been talking about that? Here's the evidence. Now we're seeing that drop in as well. So those two things work really well together doing it that way. The other thing is that I'd also think about too is, remember those things called theories of change that have been around for a really long time, and lots of people have probably dabbled in them at some point? They're really helpful in this space too. We did a whole episode a while ago on how theories of change are actually fantastic for innovation, but aren't sometimes used for innovation. But using a theory of change in this situation is great too, to really make sure that that thinking lines up, so that you don't have that problem that Tracy spoke about earlier, which is measuring something because you can measure it and it not actually shifting the dial in terms of the actual mission that your organization's out to achieve.
That's right. We just want to make sure everything lines up. And a theory of change is a great way of making sure that you've got that alignment. And last but not least, Dan, you sort of talked about this a little bit before, but communicate, 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 and really do it as much as possible. And, you know, one of my favorite sayings is that Coca-Cola still advertised. Like, everybody knows that that product exists, but they don't rely on that. They continually talk about it. They continually put their message out there. And that's the same thing that you want to be doing here. You want to make sure that all of these results are communicated as much as possible, because it really is a long time between drinks when you're delivering something big, and achieving something big is what we're all here for. But you want to make sure that you are continually engaging people in those conversations along the way, so they can see, well, how what I did yesterday is helping to achieve this amazing, great big goal further down the track, so that there's always that alignment and always that continual reinforcement of the outcomes of the work that everybody's doing. Because sometimes it can feel a little bit like, you know, ho-hum, I'm going through the motions. And it's about making sure that people can see how that really does lead to something amazing.
Yeah. And as a senior leader, what that looks like in practice is incorporating those results into your storytelling in any of your communications. So bringing people on that journey and telling the story of the progress of the organization, talking about how initiatives that you completed or that are in progress, the impacts that is having on the mission, talking about how changes in the sector or things are making it harder for you to achieve that mission. And so we need, and talking about what you need from your people to get you there. This is the sort of stuff that we're talking about. That's what it looks like in practice, is that you're not just sending out an email going, here's the results. It really is about that narrative that you pull out around it. And then how do you just, you know, like Tracy said, like keep advertising that thing around the organization in all your conversations, all your communications, all of your interactions, making sure that you have that alignment in all the messages that you're sending out there are pushing in that same direction. And if you do that, we've seen it across lots of organizations, but it really works. And it does help people to just join those dots every day around why we're here and why it's so critical for them to focus on the right things, so it doesn't become that Groundhog Day, I'm just focusing on the task that's in front of me. We just want to keep getting our people focused on that bigger picture as much as possible, because that's when we can make sure we can get closer and everyone's pushing in that same direction towards that goal that we all want to achieve.
Yeah, I often think about it as, what's your organization's thermometer and what's the story that you're sharing with people around that?
Yeah, I like it. All right, so there you go. So we talked a little bit about why it's important and a bit more about what we're actually talking about in terms of what do you need a goal and why it's important to track and communicate that. And then we gave you three different tips on what you need to do to actually do that. So the first one was just to co-design your measurement framework. Next one was to have a really good combination of lead and lag indicators. And then the last one was communicate, communicate, communicate. So Trace, I think that's it for today.
Great. Thanks, Dan.
No worries. We'll catch you all on the next podcast episode. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Innovate for Impact podcast. Any links to what we spoke about today will be posted in the show notes. If you'd like to know more about social innovation, visit our website where we have a heap of tools to help you on your way. Visit impactoconsulting.com.au. Thanks for listening. Now go out there and make an impact.